We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
His teammates think the world of him, too.
Yeah, he's good, and his name is Pat O'Donnell, so that's a plus in his favor.
He's a fine broth of a lad.
Yes, he is, yes. I like the Irish grobber. I've never heard you bust out that. Can you do the four-leaf clover guy?
Four-leaf clover.
The lucky charms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ah, me lucky charms. They're after that. We're talking about marshmallow whatever and different colors whatever, but lime green, and it really wasn't lime. But
flavors
what can
of
I tell
the
you?
Rainbow. Isn't it the flavors of the rainbow? Is that what it is?
Several different ones, yeah, no doubt about that.
Marshmallow, whatever, and flavors of whatever.
What is that? Four-leaf clover guy?
Come on.
You're right. Happy Lucky Charms.
Frosted cereal, sweet marshmallow surprises, pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. And I think they've added some since. But my childhood, it was those were the shapes and the colors. Oh, my God. Thank you to our guests today, Rob Schaefer. He was terrific. Eric Edholm also. And thanks to Brian Gertsch on the video feed, Jay Zawoski, and Sean Anderson. Mark Grody is ready to take over this. God, you I don't know how you contain yourself with Grobber sometimes.
I oftentimes don't. And here's something really interesting. So I do I'm up early. I do the 4:45 transition with Grobber. I do 5 to 6 ahead of the Mully and Haw show, and then I take a nap. And then so here I am right now. I've just gotten up about a half an hour ago. I'm showered, as you guys might see on Zoom here. I've got my coffee in my hand, and then I hear that, and I feel like I had a wild night out and I was drinking, and somebody's playing back what was said to me. Like, the whole thing just sounds, you know, like, whoa, is that what we were talking about? Is that what Les said? We were talking about Lucky Charms this morning. It just seems so long ago, but that's where it goes just about every day into some weird corner of the world. Yes.
U2's crosstalk is one of my favorite things. Like, it's just ridiculous every time.
It is every time, Layla.
But that one is amazing.
Wait, Layla, are you awake to hear it?
No, like, sometimes it just gets played back. Like, every single time, it's just gold. Like, every time. No, I'm not awake. I don't wake up until, like, 6:15, 6:30.
It's for people who are accidentally awake. That's what it is. Like, if you're getting up to go to the bathroom, or maybe you have a young child that is crying, you get up, you throw on the score for a little while. That's how people catch Grobber and I doing transition, is usually purely by accident, or on shows like your show or the Danny Parkin show, the gold comes back. So Grobber and I make history and prime time quite often, actually.
Let me ask you something. If you do that thing with the nap, and I used to talk to Lynn Bramer about this. I used to talk to Tom Sherbert. Like, if you do early morning radio, mm-hmm. and being able to sort of bifurcate your day in that way, and I don't know the science of it. I don't know if a doctor thinks it's healthy or not, because I know that morning radio means you die younger, generally. But does that nap have markedly stranger dreams?
100%.
Okay.
Yes, and they're markedly stranger in that, you know, in a normal way they're strange, but also here is the dream area that I have gotten in trouble, and I have, to steal an old word of yours, Dan, mundane dreams, like just doing normal things, like I paid a bill or I called somebody back, like normal things that I think I did, and then I didn't. Oh, I didn't do that. I didn't call my mom. I didn't, like, just those are the forget nightmares. The mundane dream, the normal daily task dream, is the most dangerous dream one can have, and I've been having a ton of those lately.
Like, you think you washed the dishes?
Dangerous?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, because you think you did something. You think you took care of something. You called somebody back. I drove my parents to take care of that. Okay, that's all taken care of. I'm done for the day. I've got, wait a minute, that was a dream. So this is the type of dream that I have run into recently. Mm-hmm. And they're like one after another after, oh, I did laundry. I don't have to worry about that. That's done. No, it's not. It's not. I dreamt that, and it's freaking me out, man.
Yeah, because everything's fine in your dream life. It's all good. Yeah. You're on top of everything.
Right, right. Yeah. The dream life. Yeah. So, and you know, I did mornings for years with Maureen Hanley for a while, then Maureen Hall, like doing just the standard update shift for a while. But then I was away for it for so long. And now that I'm back, I think that's what it is. Like that, this is like it's, I'm easing into the dream cycle, I suppose. But right now, I'm in a very, very dangerous place. So if there's anything, I don't know if there's anything that I've sent to you guys or said to you guys that needs to be said. Have you guys called me and I've called you back or anything like that? Okay, we're good. I'm good with you guys. All right, that's incredible. That's good to know. By the way, this is my first time doing transition on the Bernstein and Rahimi show, and I have to say the last time that I did so, it was Zach and I believe were hosting. It was a Layla Wednesday when we were talking to you guys, and I talked to my parents. I talked to my mom that day, and my mom very impressed with you, Layla, but she said, here's what she said. She said, well, you guys need to let her talk more. I don't think she was getting enough in that day. It seemed like you guys were all talking over her. So I want to make sure, Layla, that you get to speak a lot during this transition. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest right now?
Yeah, actually. First of all, everybody thinks I either need to talk more or talk less. So
are you getting a lot of that? Are you getting a lot of that now that you've started?
You're talking too much.
Yeah.
Like, let Dan talk. And then it's like, no, you're not talking enough. And I'm like, this is what it's like being a woman in sports radio. Or then it's like, Stan, it's just all, everybody's a critic. But yeah, I got a kick out of your cat picture yesterday with your cat on your notes, Grody. How's the cat?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Dave the cat and Bernstein.
He's a fine broth of a lad.
Yes, the cat, I tell you what, Dave the cat, every morning I get up, the alarm clock goes off at 4, he gets out of bed like it's his duty, and he comes out and just drops down next to me, and I do the show. He sleeps during the show. He's not a fan of sports talk radio, but Dave the cat is a very good helper. So thanks for that, Layla. I appreciate that, yeah. Dan hates cats.
Picture.
No, what is he? If you're not a fan of sports talk radio, is he listening to like NPR? What is he? Or like Rush Limbaugh or something? You got a right-wing cat?
Right-wing cat.
Cat Anon?
No, he's Dave listens to cool music, man. It's like, you know, Pink Panther music and stuff.
There's
like
a
that.
Hep cat so, then, yeah.
Yeah,
smooth jazz.
Man. Yeah, totally. Totes. Yeah.
He's a cool cat. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
And helps with your notes, apparently.
Yes, he does. You're right. I make the notes, I scribble the notes out, and then Dave lays down on the notes. So yeah.
Doesn't Dave also run down the hall every once in a while?
He does, yes. That was okay. Our conversation last time, Dan. Yes, yes. I live in a high rise, so Dave now owns the hallway unless anybody comes out of their place and he comes running back in like a scared cat, like a good scared cat would do. But yeah, he kind of runs the place now at this point, so it's good. It's good.
Speaking of you and Zaidman, I think you know this, but poor Zach probably doesn't. I have a confession in that there's a couple people whose jokes that I laugh at even more than other people's jokes. And it's you and Zaidman.
Really?
And, in fact, like, there was a stretch where I was working at NBC Sports Chicago where I was never out of the studio. Ever. In a million years. There were a ton of people who worked in this city who I had never met or never knew because I was always in the studio. And then they had me do a few Bears shows, and we still had Bears Blitz and Bears Recap at Hallis Hall. And like it's a bear of a commute, especially during, say, rush hour going back. It's like 2 hours. And I was like, I like Hellas. I like going. And they're like, you know, everybody at the office is like, you don't mind it? And I'm like, no, there's free Diet Dr. Pepper. And I get to hear Zach Zaidman and Adam Hogue make fun of Chris Emma all day. And I crack up at their jokes. And I think I laugh so much at Zaidman's jokes that he like gets disturbed whenever I talk to him now. Because I think you two are really funny.
Oh, that's hilarious. But
there's free Diet Dr. Pepper?
Heck, oh, yeah. Yes, there is. It's so awesome. Not that I am excited.
Is it only that, or is it all free soda?
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's all free.
Free soda.
Yeah, there's a whole stand-up cooler in the Hallis Hall Media Room where you can get sparkling water, Diet Coke, Dr. Pepper.
So Layla, you're just saying you happen to be a Diet Dr. Pepper person, which puts you in the same category as former Bears personnel director Mark Hatley, who he would always walk, had a huge, big gulp of Diet Dr. Pepper, always.
Really?
Constant. Now, what you got there? Well, it's Diet Dr. Pepper. I always have it with me. Always got to have it with me. And
well, see, Dr. Berlacher, 54, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
My great grandmother Opal, on my mom's side, obviously, Opal. Who was a Seventh Day Opal. I called her Big Mom. She was a Seventh Day Adventist. She did not observe and partaking of alcohol, but she did, however, drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 customarily, which on the old Dr. Pepper labels exists. And that was Opal's vice. I only drink soda every couple weeks. But every time I went to Hallis, I got a Diet Dr. Pepper, and I just would laugh at Zach's jokes all the time, and it made him uneasy.
I will say this. Diet Dr. Pepper tastes the most like regular Dr. Pepper as any of the drinks, like Diet Coke versus Coke and all that kind of stuff. Like Diet Dr. Pepper tastes like regular Dr. Pepper. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that. But
I'm not much of a soda drinker, but it makes me just remember fond memories of Mark Hatley back when the accessibility of Bears brass, of Bears personnel, they just come sit in the press room. And sometimes, you know, Wanstead would wander down and hang out in the press room. And we'd, you know, diagram plays on a notebook, or he'd bitch about a guy missing a block. You know, little things like that really helped everybody understand everything a lot better. I'll never forget. I forgot which draft it was, but we were there on draft night. And in your draft, they made their pick. It was like I think it was the first year at New Hallis Hall, in fact. And Mark Hatley comes down the stairs of the main lobby. He comes down the stairs from the office, and he's holding a cardboard ripped open 12-pack of Miller Lite.
Oh Jesus!
This is football. This is the football I knew. And he's got an open. And he's coming down to meet the media, and he's got an open one that he's drinking out of. Because, you know, draft ended, that's what you do. Everybody cracks cold beers. That's what they do. It's like John Fox was telling me stories about, on, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning when Chuck Knoll would start handing out chilled vodka shots for everybody. And even on game days, they used to drink in the locker room. This is NFL, man. Talk to Dave about Jimmy Johnson sometime. And Hatley comes walking over to the microphone. We're all gathered there. And he realizes, okay, I have to set the 12-pack down. And he sets it down. He goes, Y'all want one of those, feel free to grab it. They're like, okay. And now we're in these days of like Ryan Pace barely exists as an accessible human being, and he's just sort of drifts around behind closed doors and comes out to offer blandishments and disappears again. It's like it's just not the same.
No, I mean, and I think I probably just missed those days because it is tight. I mean, the only coach I could remember ever lingering a little bit, believe it or not, was Vic Fangio, the former Bears defensive coordinator, which obviously we're talking about a lot now, defensive coordinator and his proteges. But yeah, he'd come out and linger and maybe do like a one-on-one if you asked him to. But other than that, yeah, extremely controlled. And this year, as you guys know, was worse than ever. Didn't step in that locker room one time this year, not one single in-person interview, everything over Zoom. It was so, I mean, like, it normalized a little bit, but it never stopped being weird, you know?
Well, we'll let you go. I just want to make sure we are at T-minus 23 hours, 52 minutes. 23 hours.
Oh, yes.
And 52 minutes.
How do you pronounce the word?
Inauguration?
Isn't it inauguration? I don't think it's your...
I think you're right, actually.
Isn't that right?
I think it's like the word to augur, to pend, or to foresee. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. And actually, is it noon our time or is it noon Eastern?
I think it's 11 a.m. Chicago time. I think it is in the Constitution, right? That it's
11
like,
a.m. So I'm off by an hour.
So I believe
22 hours and 51 minutes.
Yeah. Is that right, Layla? Layla, say something for my mom, please. Talk.
I was listening to you guys talk.
That's good.
Perfect. Sometimes I find you too entertaining.
We try to
integrate. I don't know what time it's at.
It's an inauguration. I just know what happens. Like we want to say inauguration, but it's inauguration.
Now I have to put this on my list of words.
Is that right? Maybe it's one of those words that we've screwed it up so much that they allow for inauguration, but I.
Well, we
think
don't say Wednesday. It's Wednesday. We don't say Wednesday.
Correct.
I don't know.
Well,
because my pet peeve words are I say comfortable.
Oh wow!
Or some people say comfortable.
Thank you.
I say comfortable, and the other is. It's not February. It's February.
February, right.
Right.
The comfortable thing.
I say
comfortable, too. My ex-girlfriend used to crush me and laugh at me every time I said it. Like, and I didn't realize this at all. So is it comfortable? What do you say, Layla? Comfortable or comfortable?
But I'm from Texas, so it's all different. I say comfortable.
Yeah.
Haven't you guys ever seen those? I think it's called like 22 maps that determine where you're from in the United States, and they're color-coded.
Yeah.
They give you four options as to what you call things. Pecan. Mm-hmm. Who on earth calls a water fountain a bubbler? What? Like, apparently that's a thing. Crawdad.
Roof.
People call it crawfish or crayfish. Freeway versus highway. Oh, yeah. Mm. This stuff will tear people apart, man.
Well, yeah, there's soda, Coke. You know, some places, any pop is considered a Coke. And then it depends who your parents are, just sort of what you grow up saying. And sometimes your regionalism isn't correct because your parents were from somewhere else.
Oh yeah, I used to say "isn't it" for years before, as a child, I realized it was "isn't it." Like when we played that Chris Ballard audio last week, I was like, "It me," like I confess, I say "isn't it" all the time.
Isn't that British? Are you British?
That's "in it." That's I N N I T. Yeah, British is "in it."
That is
"in it."
That is Texas. Yeah. And like Ryan Pace, it's funny because we talk about that. He and I are from 20 minutes apart, but he spent more time here. Yeah, he's because he went to school here. So that's probably why he doesn't sound that way.
Meanwhile, I've been laughing every time they arrest one of the Capitol insurgents. There is like a 1 in 3 chance that person is from Denton, Texas. Like I picture like
not
after,
Denton, Frisco, around the Dallas suburbs. Yes,
it's just the entire ring of Dallas suburbs. They're all realtors that don't realize they've committed federal crimes and are still bragging about them on social media, even after the mugshot, and even after they say, you know, you kind of want to hire a lawyer here. Well, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Well, I don't know what the difference is. I mean, all I did was just go into the government building unannounced with my firearms. I mean, I don't know. No, actually, you committed a crime. Well, that depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's what it is. And meanwhile, hire me to sell your house for you while you're at
it. Yeah. Hey, here's my card.
All right, Groats, have some fun today, man.
All right, guys, take care.
Bye,
Layla. Bye, Dan. There they go. That's the Bernstein and Rahimi show. Boy, they are just delightful, aren't they?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.